you might not expect a veteran to be less than honorably discharged due to mental trauma. But that's the issue that many veterans are facing today. One student at West Virginia University is going around the state with lawyers to help veterans get access to benefits. 13% of discharges from the 90s to 2013 are less than honorable, according to a study by Swords to Plowshares in conjunction with Harvard Law School. That's more than 500,000 veterans who are less qualified for benefits and carry a lifelong stigma. WVU student Garrett Burgess hopes to help solve that problem. He's partnering with the WVU College of Law's Veterans Advocacy Clinic. Garrett says he plans to enter the military, and that's the reason he wants to help the clinic.
Whether that, you know, is like what I want to do with my career, there's not really that aspect that I'm aiming at, but rather what the kind of things that we all should be doing and serving as military officers is what my ultimate goal is, and that's helping one another out as much as we can.
The clinic provides veterans with lawyers to fight a bad paper discharge. Director of the clinic, Jennifer Oliva, says these discharges mostly stem from lower-level misconduct, such as drinking or being absent without leave.
What we find out, though, is when people are traumatized, when they've been in combat, they've been shot at, they've watched their battle buddy die in front of their eyes or get blown up with an IED, there's a lot of trauma there and often affects the person's behavior.
The clinic believes that many of these veterans are suffering from acute symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Congress recently confirmed that some less than honorable discharges are the fault of bad screening procedures for PTSD and other mental health issues. It wasn't until 2014 that a mental health official was required to review discharges, and a program providing mental health care to veterans with other than honorable discharges is expected to come out soon. However, the official reviewing discharges can be a physician with training on mental health issues, and the new program is limited to veterans in immediate mental health distress. It's these issues that inspired Garrett to use his Newman Civic Fellowship to help the Veterans Advocacy Clinic. The fellowship is led by a nonprofit called Campus Compact. Universities nominate one person per school to receive the fellowship, and from there, Campus Compact chooses fellows. There are over 300 Newman Fellows nationwide this year. Those students have a resource guide to learn a number of skills so they can complete a project of their choice.
How to develop communication ties and communities and how to reach out to these different groups and use your assets wisely. And that's what the fellowship is all about. It's just allowing you and giving you resources to be able to conduct your own projects.
Garrett will be traveling across the state giving presentations and talking to veterans about discharge rights. Law students will be going with him to help people fill out claims and answer legal questions. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Sheila Klein in Morgantown.